hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino St. Louis premieres in November.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Leon Redbone.
Yeah.
Sun is shining on the street.
I used to.
Not as much Johnny Edwin.
Walk in shape.
Hello, Shay.
With those blues.
With those blues on the way.
Any word from Funny Talk?
Not afraid.
Oh, way to go, Ian.
Way to go. Way to bring the show down.
Yeah. I'm also addicted to boobies.
Wrong. If I never have a set. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. I
can't believe you brought up Funny Talking, man.
Come on, man.
I was in such a good mood.
Worried about him.
On the sunny side of the street.
For those who don't know, Funny Talking Man was a likable character.
Very.
Yeah.
Didn't ever hurt anybody. Harmless. Had a speech defect. These guys liked to make fun of him. And then he disappeared. And we assume he's been kidnapped. And yesterday in the mail, I received a finger.
Oh. Yesterday?
Yes. Came to the house last night, FedEx. It was a finger. They said it was his. I have no way of knowing.
Pull my finger.
Which finger?
Was it a little finger?
It looked like
or
a
the
pink pinky.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, look who's here, Missy Miller.
Woo-hoo.
What are you doing here? Nobody invited you back and you just came? You showed up?
I'm like a stalker chick. I'm going to be here every day.
Wow.
I hope.
Wow.
Wow. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the 17th of October, and they've started the game. Now, let me first of all salute and thank all of you who have chosen to be with us here as opposed to a game that you're not going to get to really hear or see without a big rain delay anyway. So you're smart enough to realize, you'll catch it later. Mm-hmm. So a round of applause for our listeners who are with us.
Yeah.
Going up against Cardinal baseball is tough competition. Now, back for the 5 years we had the Cardinals, this would have been a day we'd be off.
Yes.
We wouldn't even be working. The good old days.
I'd be there.
I used to love those days. They used to come down the hall and they'd say, bad news, you guys aren't going to be on. There's a baseball game. Oh, woohoo! Yay.
Not me. I was always
no,
upset
I know.
About
you never.
You stayed in.
Yeah, you stayed and worked anyway, yep. Pretended you were on the air. That's the kind of person you are. But for those of you who are with us, let us know that you're out there. Please dial us up today and talk to us because I'm telling you, it's kind of a lonely feeling in the sense that we know we have a significant number of people who either don't care about baseball or they know they'll pick up the part of it that matters after this show's over. So feel free to call us. If you've never called before, we'd love to hear from you. Now, what I want to do first, well, Burke segment, I guess, to be first. Anybody have anything for the Burke segment? Anybody? No? No, nothing.
I do not.
Nothing? Okay, Burke segment, you do? No?
I will say something.
All right, Missy has something. Go ahead.
I don't know if you know, but I have a brother that I take care of. He's in a home.
Right.
And he can only get out of the home if I call or if I go get him.
All right, now for those who don't know, let's do the backstory a little bit. He was in a boating accident that killed your dad.
Yes.
And he had some brain damage, and he's in a facility. And you see him, what, every day?
I used to take care of him every day. But it did become really hard in March.
Right.
So now I have to go get him if I want to see him. Or recently, starting a few weeks ago, I was able to call and he can take the bus and navigate the bus to get to me.
Does he actually commandeer and drive the bus? Do he take it and steal it?
No.
Oh, he rides
the bus. He rides the bus. He buys a ticket and he's been able to navigate his way.
And how old is he?
He's 37.
Okay.
And yesterday I had the responsibility of calling to get him out. To let him get out, and I forgot. So I just wanted to tell him that I'm really sorry. So today he's with us, but I totally forgot about getting him. And then today I went to Lowe's to get the little fuses. We have huge Halloween blow-ups at our house. Our neighbors hate us, the big Halloween blow-ups.
Well, you sound just like our family. We don't decorate for anything.
Like the Griswolds.
Yeah. So my subdivision hates me. We have all the big giant Halloween blow-ups, and we put them up. I have a three-year-old.
And they're inflated?
They're inflated.
I'm going to drive by with a pellet rifle.
No. Yeah, my kids will cry so. Well, we plugged them all in. My three-year-old was really excited. And then the fuses blew. So she cried and cried. We went to Lowe's to get him. And I forgot to go pick him up at the bus stop because we got stuck in Lowe's. So he had to wait there for 30 minutes.
So your brother, your mentally challenged, brain damaged brother, what do you want to call him? A poor guy is sitting
stranded.
At a bus stop
for
stranded.
30 minutes.
Well, that's cruel. There ought to be some kind of social services or somebody who could lock you up.
They may take guardianship away from me. So I wanted to tell him I'm really sorry, and obviously we may need to switch roles.
Has he got to hear you yet?
He has not. This is the first day he's been able to be out and listen.
Is he listening to this?
He's listening.
What's his first name?
It's John.
John, how you doing, buddy?
Did they not allow radios in the... In the home?
You know, I think it's just hard, the reception. It's like a hospital. They they cut a lot of things out.
So what do we call this home? It's not a mental institution.
He calls it an institution. I call it ITT. I mean, that's what I try to tell him. But he's like, it is an institution. It is not. It's an institution, like a hospital setting for old that you would think for older people. But there's younger, a lot of men. It's a lot of fun.
And he's how old again?
He's 37.
How old was he when he had this accident?
He was 24.
Wow. What can he not do? He can't drive.
And no, he did drive, but he made some pretty bad decisions, and we had to take that away from him. So he was one of those motorcycle guys who would drive down the highway and ride.
Wheelies.
Because he lost the front part of his brain. Huh. So the part that would be fearful... He lost that, so he was willing to take any risk.
And he won't mind if he's listening that we talk about
No, not at all. He said it was fine. But
okay,
he was a lot of the guys who probably were doing that, there was probably something wrong with them a little bit who were riding those motorcycles. But we had to take his driver's license away from him. He did that, and he drove through a church full of people, like 3,000 people.
Yeah. Now you call where he stays. What, ITT? What you call it?
I try to say it's college so that my kids don't say, oh, we're going to go to the institution or we're going to go to your home. I say it's going to college because it's like a dorm and it's that kind of setting. But
does he have a roommate?
Did we talk about the old roommate on the air?
We can talk
off the air. Remember that?
It was off the air.
Story.
He was moved a couple times rooms. His last roommate, he found naked on his bed with lotion. And so
on your brother's bed?
On his bed.
Yeah, that would be it for me.
That was it. He said, I'm never going in that room again. So he got moved to another room.
Did he have lotion on the bed or on his body?
I didn't ask.
Everywhere.
I think it was. I think he was busy. Yeah. From what I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't ask. It's my brother.
Dry skin.
Yeah. So his last roommate.
Dry foreskin.
Turning down.
Well, you do what you have to do.
Yes.
His last roommate, he's moved again. I heard today that he was moved again because the roommate keeps turning on the air conditioner at night and he keeps getting a cold.
Yeah.
So he's moved to his third roommate and the guy won't stop talking to himself. He hears voices and he just talks to.
So that's nice. They're
there.
Accommodating. If you have an issue with the roommate, they'll try to get you in another room.
Is there is there a name for his condition? I mean, do they label him as something?
You know, in certain instances, they'll say he's mentally ill. And then in other places, they'll say he's brain injured. It really depends on the funding of things, what you want to say for funding.
Now,
for
she told us off the air that her brother has no filter. In other words, not only does he have no fear, that part that we have that tells us don't say this or don't do that, he doesn't have that.
Dan has the same condition.
Well, yeah, he does, and but he has no excuse for it. In other words, he'll just blurt out things that for anybody else it would be considered, oh, my goodness, how rude. But to him, like if, you know, you said he could meet somebody and go, wow, you're really fat or something, and he didn't think anything about it.
It's just like a five-year-old.
No, that's embarrassment, exactly. Gene, where no. you would think you would be embarrassed by saying...
He's honest.
So
that's how
brutally
he
honest.
He's honest.
Now, you mentioned ITT. I visited one time the Tourette's Institute of Technology, TIT.
Oh.
big dome there. Building.
With the point at the end.
Yeah, with a point up on the top.
Yeah, antenna.
There. That's actually very interesting about your brother. And again, for those who didn't hear, it's the same accident where your dad was killed on the river. And this is what blows me away. They never found him. I mean,
I guess that's tough.
Did they find a life jacket? Did they find
nothing? Nothing. And it was really hard to get a death certificate because insurance. And
well, I'm sure there's a timeline. They won't issue one until there's no evidence of him existing for X number of months or years.
Because you could disappear and somebody could have an insurance claim. And he was a Marine, so I.
Now, is there any chance that he crawled ashore and thought, hey, I think I'll just head for Mexico. I don't want to go back home anyway. There's no chance of that.
That's what my brother thinks. And that's hard because he doesn't see any proof. But I don't believe that. I really don't.
But it's not entirely.
It's not entirely
impossible that that could have happened. That your dad could be sipping margaritas somewhere down in Mexico.
Listening to us right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Listening to us now.
There was that big story about a month ago where I think it was either the son or the wife found out that, yeah, the husband tried to fake his own death and was down in Florida or some resort somewhere trying to get the insurance money.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting. We found, going through his things later, we did find his checkbook, and he wrote down April house payment. And in parentheses, he wrote, if alive. Whoa. Who would ever, what? He wrote, and I still have it, in parentheses, he wrote, if alive.
And he never did that on other checks?
No, never.
Now, hang on.
Wow.
In the register of it. In the register.
Now, this is the last month that he was around.
The last month he was around.
So you're telling me, when did he disappear? What month?
In April.
Okay, so in April, he writes a check for the house payment and puts in parentheses, if alive. And he'd never done that before. Now, that's creepy.
In the check, yeah.
Wow.
And so I think that it leaves a lot. It's an unsettled feeling. It definitely.
This ought to be on Unsolved Mysteries or one of these
Dateliner
shows, because I got to tell you something. The river is not the ocean, and normally, I think it's very rare that they don't eventually find a body in the river.
I just don't think he would have done that to my brother. That's the only thing, or something went wrong. If he did want to disappear, I just don't.
Wouldn't
think
that be something if he's around? What would you say to him if you met him, like, and you said, "My goodness, you are alive." And what would you say to him if he did that? Would you be mad at him?
I would be mad what he did to my brother. Yeah.
That if alive is creepy.
Yeah.
Because my brother was left. He was left in the boat. So that was that would have been tough.
All right. Any other Burke? No, no Burke segment. Burke segment is officially. Closed. We have some lines ringing. We'll take some calls. Thanks to all of you who've decided to join us and not have to sit through what will probably be postponed ball game. We appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We talk about anything you like. And then if you don't have anything, I do. So let's go to Alfred. Hello, Alfred.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Lauren? That's a good Alfred Hitchcock. What's going on, Alfred?
Hey, amen, Theon.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got a comment for Eon's penis erection problem.
I don't know that it's an ongoing problem. It was a problem in one.
It was last week. It was 3 days in a row on the way to work.
Okay, then it is a problem.
Yeah. Right.
What's your solution?
Well, it's not a solution, but I don't want to say feel for the guy, but.
No, you don't want to feel for him. That sounds gay.
No, but back in high school, having to ride the bus. Mm-hmm. You're sitting up in the bus and it's going over the bumps. I couldn't tell you how many times I had it hurt and just sit down because things start jiggling around. And then, you know, yeah, exactly.
No. When you're in high school, if a girl who's on a 1 to 10 scale is even a 7 just says hello to you.
Right.
You know, that's high. That's what it's like to be 17.
The weird part is when it, pardon the pun, pops up when you're not even thinking about anything.
Well, you don't realize you're thinking.
Well, that's true.
And that's what I was going to say. The other instance is when if I'm driving and I'm just exhausted, I'm really tired, for whatever reason, comes up and salutes, and I don't know why.
Wow. Well, you're not that tired.
Wow. Are you married, Alfred?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, there.
It's just going to stay that way.
That would explain a lot.
Build up.
When you're...
Build up.
Back up. Yep, that's what happened. Alfred, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm not alone.
This is Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi. I am in the field.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I enjoy Missy being on the show.
I miss you.
Thank you.
She's been talking about her father never being found. I had a friend whose father, it's been like 30 years ago, died in a boating accident in the flood. and up in St. Charles County, and he was never found.
We were in St. Charles as well.
And I guess in a, well, in, I,
either
in
way,
a flood.
With rushing water. And
But at some point, you think down the line, they go, oh, my goodness, 3 miles down the line, here he was. That's pretty rare. Pretty rare. I think river and, unless it's some massive tsunami-type flood, I think generally those people are found. Ocean, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. Or Lake Michigan or something. So what happened to this guy? He just got washed away in a flood? He was trying to...
Apparently so. I mean, to this day, I mean, they're still unsettled about it. I mean, you know, and it's been decades. But he just never appeared.
That's weird.
It's tough, and you don't realize how many people go missing in there until you have somebody missing in there. You hear it on the news, and you just get a pit in your stomach that you can't describe.
Yeah. Well, Dwayne, thank you for the story.
You're welcome, man. Appreciate if she wants to stalk anybody else, I'm open to the option.
Well, I think we're all stalked up here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dwayne. Now, you're gradually getting weaker and weaker in the voice department. We're going to have to boost your voice level up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Peon's got it cranked as loud as
all
you
right.
can.
All right.
You're a soft talker. Let's go to Artie. Hello, Artie.
Hey, Frank. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Just great. I've got a question I've been meaning to ask you for a long time.
Well, I'm right here.
Okay. By the way, there's a lot of us out here that ain't worried about the sports.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
You know what? It's a big deal.
It's
a big deal. It's a big game. I get that. But I think we got lucky here, sitting here at another station programming something entirely differently, that they might get a little delay, and we'll get people switching back over here. But we have plenty of people anyway, I think. What can we do for you today?
Well, what I wanted to ask you about, and the reason I'm going to ask you is because I've been a listener for a long, long time, way back in the KUSA days.
Wow.
And you used to use a name for your wife, and you don't use that anymore.
Fran.
Yeah.
Right.
I haven't heard you. You used to talk about Franny all the time.
Yeah.
And I began to wonder through the years if you had a different named wife, or you just... Yeah. Calling her by her name.
Same old wife.
Same old wife.
Yeah,
okay.
Same old marriage. What happened was there was a time when, and I've never included my wife as part of the show. She's never on the show. You don't hear her. But I thought for some reason that it would be cute and clever to give her a name, Frank and Fran. Oh, you know, how cute. And then I realized this is stupid. So I haven't used it for many, many, many years, and you're one of a handful of people who probably even remember that. And good for you. I appreciate all the years you've listened. But no, I don't. Her name is not Fran, and I don't.
Well, no, I know yours is not Frank.
No.
I know what it is.
Right.
You know, but
what?
Huh? Yeah,
I'm sorry, you guys. I meant to tell you.
Wait a minute.
But it was a little thing that I thought would be kind of cute, and then I just thought, nah, I don't need to do that, so I don't use it.
Okay, well that explains it. I was just curious how come I hadn't heard it, and I began to think, well, maybe you got a different wife, and you just didn't want to disclose a name or
I've thought about the different wife thing. I've thought about it.
We've talked about it.
I've dreamed about it.
We all have it one time.
Well, I don't think I'd have said that.
Oh, wow.
Artie, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Of course, I was kidding when I said I've thought about a different wife.
Yeah,
why would I say something like that? I couldn't be happier.
That's
marriage
crazy.
Is a sacred... Yeah.
Union.
Bond between two people.
Sometimes I just like to say crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It just sounds crazy. All right, this is not crazy. Oh, here's what's crazy. $1,000, $1,500 for a window. People pay it. Some people pay it. People who, I guess, aren't very smart pay it. Or people who have so much money it doesn't make any difference pay it. You don't have to do that to get a good window. If you have $189, you can get a terrific window. And if you have that times two or three or four or five or however many windows you need, then you can have a house full of Window World windows, and they will work with you too on financing if you need that. They put a lot of windows in a lot of houses, over 30,000 homes in the St. Louis. That's a lot of homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows, the number one replacement window in the Midwest. Their next biggest competitor, the one chasing after their heels, only sells one-fifth as many windows as they do. And if I could meet with that competitor, one of the things I would say to them, I would say, do you realize how laughable it is when you run the ads that you run and you price your windows at $189, do you not realize that all that does is make you look like a Window World wannabe? Why don't you price your windows at $229 or anything but the exact same price as Window World? You even run some of your ads in the same type, style, and color scheme as Window World. You make it real obvious that you want to be Window World and that your biggest competitor and the company that is practically keeping you from being successful is Window World. You make that obvious by doing that. People aren't stupid. Consumers aren't stupid. And you folks know that that window company that's selling windows for $189 is not Window World. And if you want Window World, you go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Oh, now we're going to go to Ed Smirin in the traffic center.
That music means, you know, traffic.
Yeah. Time to go to Ed Smirin in the traffic center.
Okay, we are here, 64 eastbound after 270. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane, and slow traffic starts around Mason Road. Northbound 170 at Scudder Road, there's another stall on the right shoulder, and we've also got some heavy traffic now on southbound 270 between Page and 340 Olive. Traffic is brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get great pricing on a brand new 2012 Chevy, like a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse during Chevy Truck Month. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smirin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Big Wednesday on the Morning Quickie. I'll be talking about the number one concern on your mind. Of course, that would be Cardinals Giants Game 3, weather issues, and whether or not Scudero has filed charges against Holiday. Oh, someone give him a hug. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about the debate, too, when we come back on the next Morning Quickie. Of course, you should be here.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest-selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can't walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvkane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvkane.com.
Martin Kilcoyne, CBC, class of 1986 with you, alongside Larry Hughes from the NBA. CBC, class of what?
1997.
Oh, he's so young. So you're done with basketball now. Back right. in St. Louis. What's next for Larry Hughes?
Funny you say that. You know, I was just putting a couple calls in to, I need a job.
You're looking on the radio?
On the radio. I need a job.
The Martin and Larry Show?
The Martin and Larry Show.
Brought to you by CBC. I kind of like that. That's better than you and me teaming up on the basketball court.
Yeah, I think so. I think our two-on-two won't be really good.
This has got a better shot. We're having fun hanging out here today. Larry and I both had a great time at our high school, and right now you can learn more about all the great things that are happening at CBC.
And like them on Facebook.
And for the old-timers, pick up the phone. Call the admissions office at 314-985-6095.
Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
CBC High School, men for tomorrow.
Brothers for life.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Join me, Peter Wright.
And me, Tom Beck, for all things real estate every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tune in Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Real Estate Radio. Check us out at RoosterReview.com.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat.
Missy requested this song.
Says I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball.
This is Kenny Rogers with his old face.
Ball goes up and the ball comes down.
Before he got it stretched.
All the way
before he's unrecognizable.
So still can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Now, I can't decide if I really like this song or if I can't stand it. It's so corny.
I'm corny.
Not a little
yeah,
boy. Doesn't say a word.
Yeah, it's a good baseball song.
Picks up his ball.
He sucks his ball.
Whoa.
Picks up his ball.
Picks up his ball.
For the second time.
Says I am.
I'm the greatest.
There has ever been. And he grits his teeth. And he tries it again.
It's about perseverance.
Ball goes up,
that's exactly.
Ball comes
ball
down,
down.
Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
See, I would rewrite this song. And I'd have one lyrics in there where the ball flies out of his hand, hits his mommy in the head, knocks her out, and then she dies.
Oh.
It'd be a different kind of song.
Yes.
Kind of, it'd be kind of a sad song.
It'd be totally.
He hits the ball, but yeah. He keeps thinking he's the greatest no matter what.
Well, thank you for requesting
that.
Somebody asked me the other day if I'd ever played ball or anything, because, you know, and I said, no, not like Little League or at school. But I did try out when I was 10 or something for a, I guess, Little League. And the reason that I didn't play was, and I'll never forget, I wore glasses and I went to get a ground ball and somebody hit a really hard ground ball. And I put my glove down to scoop it up. And just before it hit my glove, it hit a rock or something and it kicked up and hit me right in the face. And it broke right the bridge of my nose. It broke my glasses into two pieces and knocked me out. And I just thought, I don't think I want to play this game.
I'm not cut out.
I can't afford to be buying a bunch of glasses all the time and getting knocked in the head by a baseball. I would like to take a minute, if I could, to share something with you folks I think you'll find pretty interesting. As you know, we have a vacant seat in the room. We really have two vacancies. This show at one time had five people. There were two different occasions, different lengths of time, but for those periods, we had five people. And then after that, we had four people, and one of them has always been female. Now, in 20 years, there have only been two females, which is pretty good for radio, because radio turnover is radio's notorious for just going through people like you go through socks. But we had two women in 20 years. Pretty good. And there's a point to this. And the point that I'm about to make is that I will no longer pay a whole lot of attention to the emails that only a few of you, not a lot of you, there haven't been 100 emails about, I can't stand Dawn Meadows Dixon. I like Dawn Meadows Dixon. I don't like Missy. I like Missy. But I have gotten emails that baffle me. And I'll tell you why. The handful of you who have chosen to write me with what you think about Missy or Dawn Meadows Dixon or whatever, you people are unbelievably cruel and quick to judge. Dawn Meadows Dixon, let's take her for example, a terrific woman, nice, yeah, prim, proper, squeaky clean, a little naive. When listeners thought that she was a candidate for a regular place on this show, of the emails that I got, I only got two that were positive. All the others were not only negative, they were borderline cruel and nasty. I will never listen to your show again if you put her on there. I can't stand her. She's horrible. But I got two that were just the opposite. Now we come to Missy. I've gotten, over the last two or three days, several emails. Only two were positive. The rest were all negative. Now, these are two completely different women, completely different voices, but the email response was identical. And here's the point I'm going to make, and the reason I'm no longer going to pay any attention to those emails. One, you can't possibly... You're not in the business, and you're not a professional judge of radio talent or who would work or who wouldn't work. But not only that, you can't possibly tell you, and I'm talking to you, very few, just you handful of people who immediately think you know if somebody's going to be right or not for this show. You can't do it in a show or two. I can. In 30 years of doing what I do, 20 of those 30 years, I have been responsible for who is or isn't in the studio. It's been my call. And in those 20 years, I've only made one bad call. I put one person in here, and it didn't work. And it didn't work because I made the wrong choice, but I made the choice for the wrong reason. It was a friend. And you can't hire a friend just because the person is a friend. Now, if you really go back and look at it, all the other people that have been part of this show were not friends of mine. I didn't know Peon when he came to work here. Not a friend. Dan Strauss, I'd worked in the building with him. Didn't know him. Not a friend. Karen, Tina, didn't know him. Not friends. Don't know anything about him. Terry Daly was not a friend of mine. When he started on the show, I didn't know who the guy was. I had done a job with him somewhere. It was a music job. But I instinctively knew that these people had something that would work. It might not work in a day or two, but it would work. And out of the 20 years, and having gone through very, very few people, there's not a lot of turnover here, I've made a lot of right calls. Only one that just didn't pan out. And that's, again, was because it was for the wrong reason. The only reason you put somebody on the air is because you believe they've got something that not just everybody has, an ability to communicate, an ability to tell stories, an ability to connect with this audience. This audience, not just any audience. The same person that clicks here wouldn't click on KMOX. You can't go to KMOX and make gas passing jokes and stuff.
Right.
You got to be able to do that here with us.
No, it surprises me, too. We put a picture up of Missy yesterday on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And so, almost all of them were very nice, very nice. But there were a couple nasty comments that I had to delete. And I made a point on the thread to say, we don't allow any negativity on our page.
Right.
Go take it somewhere else. There's a bunch of places to spew hate on the internet, but this isn't one of them. So I deleted one woman's post one time. She comes back with another post and says, well, my post was deleted, so now I'm going to be an ex-listener. I'm not going to listen.
And you know what? Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Because if you want to drop this show because we deleted your negative post, we don't need you as a listener. We don't need
it. It amazes me, the internet,
now,
how people act.
Let me explain to the audience. And again, I'm sharing with all of you what this handful of people, how they reacted. And let me explain to you why it doesn't matter to me. Not because I'm being a jerk here, because I actually do know what I'm doing. I have made far more correct calls about who should or shouldn't be on the air than I have incorrect calls. And as far as what, how much credence you give to people's reaction after a day or two, it would probably interest all of you. You'd all find this very interesting. When Reggie McDaniel is a guy that I just heard on the air in Denver, not a pro, not a radio guy. Sounded really rough around the edges, but I'm in the car going through Denver and I heard him and I thought, boom, immediately I knew this guy would add something to our show. Yet when I put him on the air, if I had paid attention to the emails I got from people, they were brutal. The N word was used. What are you doing with that ghetto guy? That guy can't even talk. We don't need, what are you trying to bring down the IQ of the show? What's interesting was that in a very short time, this audience loved Reggie. They loved him. But if I had let a few knee-jerk initial responses guide me, he'd have never been on the show. Bernice, probably the single most beloved person ever to be on this show who wasn't a regular in the studio, far and away, was Bernice. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
This audience loved Bernice.
So much that they, how much money did they raise?
$17,500 to help her when she had cancer. Yet, the second time that I had her on the air, I went around the corner in this very studio, and my boss here said, who was the hillbilly that you had on the air? That old woman, who was that? And I said, it's just a lady in St. Genevieve, and she's a neat old lady. He said, don't ever have her on again. And I said, what? He said, I don't think you should have her on again. I said, why? He said, well, because people get the impression that our audience is just a bunch of hillbilly hicks. I said, no, they'll get the impression that there's a lady in St. Genevieve, like Granny Clampett, who's a really funny woman who happens to also listen, and I am going to put her on again. And we had a little headbutting session, and I was right. Bernice couldn't have been a better fit. Was she like me, or was she like, do we have a lot in common? Did she represent everybody who listened? Of course not.
Oh, and so dedicated and loyal to this show.
Oh.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah. Now, Tina. When Tina came on board, and I decided to bring, I made a point not to share with you the hate mail I got about Tina, because Tina is following someone else. Some people can't stand change, any kind of change. They just, no matter what it is, they're not willing to give it time to work. And in every one of those cases, in time, and short time, not didn't take long, it had turned out to be a good call. And the person clicked and fit, and the audience loved them. So I guess the moral here, and what I walk away with, is I cannot pay much attention to reactions and responses and judgments that are made far too hastily. Nothing is going to work or click in a day or two, but I happen to know in a day or two. Somebody can sit in this studio for 2 days, and I'll bet you 99% of the time I'll tell you if it's going to work or not. I don't have a lot of talent. I don't know a lot of things. I can't do a lot of things, but I've always been able to kind of do that. I can sort of tell. There's a guy in this town who is a sports guy. And lots of people in radio management can't stand him, and they don't want to hire him. I'd hire him in a minute. I'd hire him because he's so good at being hated. He is the best. He's the best at making people hate him. That's a great bit. When you can get people to listen just because they can't stand you so much they have to listen to hate you, that's a shtick. And most people don't have a shtick. So thank you for the emails to those of you. And again, it's not a tremendous number, but I just can't pay a whole lot of attention anymore to those things that you're writing because, one, they're completely contradictory one to the other. I love her. She's so sweet and wonderful. She's the perfect fit for the show. Next email, same person. Horrible, irritating voice. I will never listen. So I just have to do what I've always done and go with my gut and follow my instincts, which are pretty good. Now, let's talk about how proud I am of my mother-in-law. And if she's listening right now, she's going to be wondering, well, what did I do? She went out, I know this because my daughter told me, and picked up some American Patriot beer.
Whoa, at the supermarket. Yeah.
Now, this is proof that we don't get given free stuff here, because if we did, she wouldn't be buying her own American Patriot beer. I'd have a bunch of cases that had been delivered to my house, and I'd say, okay, Jerry, that's my mother-in-law's name, here are a couple for you. No, she went and bought and paid for her own American Patriot beer, and she, being of German descent, has had a few beers in her lifetime. There have been a lot of wedding receptions and polka music played and beer mugs filled over in, you know, New Memphis, New Baden, and Mielstadt, Illinois, and Belleville. So she's had a few beers. And I actually had given her some American Patriot 2-3 months ago, just before it had even hit the market, because they had given me some to test. And I took it home, and we had some, my wife had some, and I gave her a couple, and she loved it. And I think you're going to love it, too. It's a really clean, crisp, great-tasting beer. Comes in regular, comes in light, and American Patriot is the perfect name for it because it is a 100% American beer. There's no Belgian company involved here. It's conceived, the idea, the name, the packaging, the bottling, everything, brewing, all in America. Headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. Conceived in St. Louis, Missouri, American Patriot beer. If you want to know more about the story, oh, I know you know where to, you're going to want to know where to get it. You can get it at Deerberg, Schnook, Shop and Save, Quick Trip, and Mobile on the Run, and more places to come. In fact, put the pressure on wherever you go. If they don't have it, say, why don't you have American Patriot beer? Just keep pressing them. They'll get it. Eventually, lots of people are going to be selling American Patriot beer. You can also go to this website to find out more, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Time for traffic with Ed Smirin. Ed, how does it look today?
We are starting to get some stop-and-go spots. 270 southbound from Big Bend to Tesson Ferry, also between 64 and Doherty Ferry, and then stop-and-go eastbound 70 from Grand to St. Louis Avenue. Those express lanes still closed due to repair. 70 westbound Earth City Expressway to 5th Street, and then from Mid Rivers Mall Drive over to T.R. Hughes. We've got some delays there, too. Traffic is brought to you by Dish Network. You have to call Dish and ask about AutoHop, a new feature only available on their whole home HD DVR, the Hopper. Ask how AutoHop lets you automatically skip over commercials. All you have to do is call 1-800-WATCH-TV to sign up for Dish. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Vahe Gregorian.
Join us on Inside College Sports every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If Granite is on your mind, then you're going to like what you're about to hear.
Right now, until the final day of October, Granite Busters is proud to present the lowest prices on their most in-demand product.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Choose any of the top 10 selling granite colors and save up to $10 per square foot.
Hurry and get your granite picked out. Schedule measurements and installation, and your new granite countertops could be in before the guests arrive for the holidays.
Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, shower, bar, and even fireplace with the hottest selling colors.
Call Granite Busters
Rogers now for details.
636-282-3900.
Or stop in the Design Center in 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Pick out the perfect slab and get your installation scheduled right away.
It's the top 10 sale.
Going on now, but ending on October 31st.
Hurry. When it's over, it's over.
Don't settle for pretenders.
Go with the number one name in Granite.
Granite Busters.
636-282-3900.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Walgreens for $9.99 this week and get $5 in register rewards with card. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 14th through October 20th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. A powerful combination. Now at Walgreens.
338!
Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It is your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game, get vaccinated, and help us tackle the flu.
To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
I gather your pets around the radio because right after the news, Dr. Doug Pernikoff is coming up, your pet's best friend. I got a great email yesterday from a guy. I can't remember. He's from out of town, Springfield, Illinois, somewhere. And he said, hey, we're coming in to go to something at the Fox Theater. And then he proceeds to tell me he works on his feet and he's got this pain and so far hasn't been able to find the answer. And he said, I want to go to one of those good feet stores. He said, if I go in the Fox Theater, which one is close? And I wrote him back. I said, well, unfortunately, if you're going to the Fox Theater, not one of the three is actually very close. You know, you got Shiloh, Illinois, and South County, and Olive, west of 270. None near the Fox. I said, but if you'll come in early and just go out of your way a little bit, I think there's a very good chance that you'll be glad you did. Because 20, 30 minutes out of your way for relief from pain, who wouldn't take that time to get pain relief? And it's very possible, sir. And I told him, let me know. Let me know the outcome. Because chances are he's going to find it with One Stop. One Stop Pain Relief, the Good Feet Stores. In South County on Union Road across from Macy's. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. And on Olive, just west of 270 across from TGI Fridays. Or go to goodfeetstlouis.com. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.